The 16th stanza in the first Panchen Lama's poem is, "May we be born in a pure land, through yoga transforming the external, internal, and secret, when various signs, four sounds of the reversal of the elements, three frightful appearances and uncertainties appear. While you are alive, all winds and conceptions are sunk in ordinary patterns and not under your control. During the intermediate state, the winds or energies associated with the four elements reverse their usual patterns, and frightful sounds emerge from this reversal. When the earth wind collapses, a sound like mountains crumbling loudly rumbles. When the water wind collapses, a sound like an ocean in uproar crashes. When the fire wind collapses, a sound like fire blazing in a heavy forest rages. Due to the collapse of the wind, a sound like a horrendous, whirling hurricane howls. There are also frightful appearances of hell beings, hungry ghosts, and animals that are projections of your own karma. Some appear as lords of death, brandishing their weapons and shouting, 'Strike! Kill!' and you are frightened. Your place, reliance, behavior, food, friends, and feelings are completely uncertain. Uncertainty of place means that you constantly arrive in various places. Uncertainty of reliance means that you seek refuge in the transient, bridges, wells, and so forth. Uncertainty of behavior means that you abruptly change and waft about like a feather on the wind. Uncertainty of food means that you see delicious foods but are unable to eat them unless they have been intended for you. Uncertainty of friends means that you take up company with random beings. Uncertainty of feeling means that you experience sudden changes in mood, sometimes happy, sometimes pained, sometimes sad, angry, and so forth. In addition, in the intermediate state, there are three frightful ravines that appear. A great red ravine if you are dominated by lust. A great gray ravine if you are dominated by ignorance. And a great black ravine if you are dominated by hatred. There are also four paths indicating your next life. If wherever you go, there is a path of white light, it is a sign that you will be born as a god or a demigod. If the path is yellow light, your next life will be as a human or an animal. If it is a path of black light, it indicates rebirth as a hell being. If it is a path of red light, it suggests rebirth as a hungry ghost. In the intermediate state, the color of the body of someone to be reborn as a hell being is like a burnt log, as an animal, like smoke, as a hungry ghost, like water, as a god of the desire realm or as a human, like gold, as a god of the form realm, white. The direction of your movement, too, reflects your rebirth. The intermediate forms of hell beings, hungry ghosts, and animals proceed downward, head first. The intermediate forms of gods of the realm of desire, which are states of rebirth characterized by high enjoyment, as well as the intermediate forms of humans, go straight forward. The intermediate states of gods of the form realm, which are states of rebirth characterized by intense concentration, go upward.